Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody, and happy, happy, happy holidays. I like to say Merry Christmas because that's a lot about what this season is about. But whatever way you celebrate the coming weeks, happy, happy, merry, merry. You're listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. I'm Gina Murphy, darling, and I thank you for listening. The name of our show today is Tree Cycle. Will you be naughty or nice? And let's see what you'll be. So for the next 30 minutes, we'll be talking trash once again. Joining me in studio is a friend and a return guest, Christina Palsgrove, who is the Public Information Officer with the City of Tucson's Department of Environmental Services. Christina, great to have you back. And you and I always love to talk trash.
That's right.
It is. It's our thing. And a couple of weeks ago, we did a show, and I think we brought it up that the numbers are always overwhelming to me. It's massive. So between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day, which is about 35 days max, Americans produce 25% more trash than they do any time of year, which, according to the research that you sent me, is about 1 million tons of trash. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to think about what a visual like that would be. It's a big pound, a big pile of mound is the word I was going to use, of trash. And it's scary.
Well, we take in about 600,000 tons at the landfill. And that's about, and that's more than enough to fill the stadium, Arizona Stadium.
I mean, it's so good to get a visual for people to know what can we do to encourage everybody to do a lot less, not a little less. And the thing that has happened in this evolution with me as Mrs. Green, it becomes an exciting challenge. How can you get creative, still have fun, still be in the spirit of giving, and it's just more fun. You think more than just going and buying and buying and buying. And don't order on Amazon, please. Just that's another packaging, transportation, all that stuff. What are some of the biggest offenders that create waste during the season? Is it food waste? Is it packaging? Is it overall holiday parties? What are some of the biggest offenders?
I think the biggest thing has got to be packaging.
Agreed.
Oh. Everything that you buy is going to come in some kind of packaging. So what you want to look at is it something that can be recycled? Can you buy stuff in bulk when you're looking for your foods? Go to the farmer's market. Use fresh foods so that you're not generating a lot of tin cans and plastic jars and all those
things. Fresh food, healthier, fresh food, less weight, fresh food supporting local economies, plus, 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 plus. It's really, really big. And then to me, you and I have had this conversation. I love it when people say, I recycle and I want to give them a star, but I want to give them 3 stars if they say first, I reduce. We forget that the first, it's so obvious to see the recycling part, but let's talk about some creative ways to reduce. What are some of your ideas on ways to reduce the waste in the first place? The first R.
Well, I think that one of the big things, and we've shared this before, is instead of giving people things and stuff
that they don't want or need in many cases,
right? Give them the gift of your time. Give them the gift of, you know, an evening out. Tickets. You know, I know that I have a young son and loves movie tickets and opportunities to go do things. Give them the experience.
And it is a gift that keeps on giving. Last year, my sister-in-law gave me tickets to the Roadhouse, which is, you know, the people listen to this from all around the country. It's a locally owned theater. You can get dinner there. So you're supporting a locally owned business. It comes out as an event. And that's really fun. And I was at the local first meeting last night, and they asked me to talk about the sustainable fashion series we're having next week. And I said, if there's anyone in this room that wouldn't like to get a massage for a present this Christmas, raise your hand. And if you raise your hand and get it, you can just give it to me because I will take all the massages I can get. And the other thing, I think one of the best gifts you can give is a gift certificate for eating out. Everybody eats out, and a locally owned restaurant.
Mm-hmm. And it, like you said, it supports the economy. It gives us all that. I don't know about you, but so often we pick up food to take home and still, you know, do the regular thing. But when you go out to a restaurant, you can actually focus on what you're doing and the person you're with. And that's really more important.
Make memories instead of messes. That's what I came up with. I was really, you know, you and I talked. I called you on your way here. I got very excited about the show because it doesn't feel like a burden. It feels like, to me, an exciting challenge of how can we do it. And even if you're traveling, one of the things we're doing is we're going to New Mexico. Well, we're buying presents when we get there from locally owned establishments, from the things that my grandkids and my children and my, you know, my daughters and son-in-law like to do. And I'm not going to give away any surprises because they might be listening to the show. But we are going to very consciously see what they love and what they want to do and buy things and support that local economy. I think that's a really great idea too. A gift to an Amazon, it's like it's so impersonal. And I'm not bashing Amazon, but it's like it's not that thoughtful gift. And if you don't mind, I'm going to take a minute to tell one of the best gifts I ever got. This is for people out there.
Sure.
And someone like you, knowing you as I do, it's a kind of thoughtful gift that you would do, and thank you for the homemade cookies. That's another thing you can bring people. Thank you for my present. But my sister-in-law gave me, about 25 years ago, she wrote all the family recipes.
Oh, wow.
How
That's huge.
Great is that? And I called her about 2 weeks ago, and I said, Ruthie, thank you for doing that. It was in a beautiful book. It had room for more cards, so we have filled it over the years. But James's mom and his aunt, and you know, you see Lottie's brownies. Well, I knew who Lottie was, or I think hers was actually the cheese ball. That is a very, very thoughtful gift.
Yes.
Very thoughtful. So think about things like that where you just remember, and it helps the meaning of Christmas.
Well, one thing we did a few years ago, because we were trying to think of something to get my father-in-law, and my husband took all the family photos that his mom had sent him and scanned every one of them. We bought one of those digital photo frames.
Yes, yes.
And his dad couldn't stop looking at it because there were so many photos that he had not seen in decades.
It's a forever thing. That's
yes.
a wonderful idea. Anything to do with and getting a picture. Like, we've had a lot of weddings in the past year. Well, my sister-in-law gave me framed pictures of my daughter's wedding and her daughter's wedding, and nobody takes the time to do that for themselves. I'm so glad you brought that up. It's another excellent example, using your head. And then the other thing I talk about, I don't know what you do at your office or with families, with big families, but last year our families got in the tradition of a little something for everybody. We had, you know, dollar amounts because the families grow and kids get married, mm-hmm. and then they have kids. It's like, you know, rabbits. Everybody keeps reproducing and the families
just
marry.
So I know.
And then, you know, so it gets bigger. But the whole idea of that, the white elephant gift, it's so much fun where, you know, we did it just for our family and got the most bizarre things and laughter. Everybody was talking about it for the rest of the night, and we're still talking about it a year later. So take something that you repurpose, and it could be nice. It could be something nice. It doesn't have to
sure.
be, you know, one man's trash, another man's treasure. Isn't that what it is? I think it is something like
that's
that.
That's the same.
It is. So it's really a good idea. And then what about, this is not me, but I'm always touched when people that are, I would say, more gifted in the craft area make things. You showed me a CD that was decorated as an ornament. That's a wonderful gift to give somebody.
It was fun to do, too. And I don't consider myself crafty, but I love Pinterest. And there are so many ideas there for things that you can repurpose. And it doesn't cost you a lot. It takes your time, it takes your creativity, and it's really, really very fun.
It is fun.
It's something you can do and take your time with it.
And that can be part of the Christmas giving spirit, have people over. You know those palm fronds that fall down over the trees and they make reindeer faces out of them because they have the big ears? They sell them in stores. My friend Rose is going to have a reindeer decorating party, and everybody's supposed to bring something. And she'll teach us how to do it. She has a craft room.
That's great.
And it's fun. I'd rather get that than something for my shelf that I really don't need, or a sweater I won't wear, or a t-shirt that doesn't fit, or anything like that. So let's talk about Christmas trees, because the name of this show is Tree Cycle. Will You Be Naughty or Nice? Let's talk about Tree Cycle. What is it? Lots of details we need to provide.
So the city, for the last close to 20 years now, has been running the Tree Cycle program. And what that is starting the day after Christmas, we set up nine sites throughout the community, one in Oro Valley, and the rest are really not more than a couple of miles from wherever you live in the Tucson area. And you can drop off your tree. And from there, it's going to be shredded. And we do let people take the mulch. We'll have mulch after January 4th. And, well, it's ground cover, and it helps your soil retain moisture, which is so important in the desert. But we'll have it available to people at Los Reales Landfill, Udall Park, and Randolph Golf Course after January 4th. We call it Merry Mulch.
I love it. Tree cycling and Merry Mulch. And I'm interested in the details of that. Is it packaged? Do they bring something to put it in?
No, they just need to bring their own container.
Some containers.
People, what we are asking people.
Merry Mulch. We should hashtag that, Christina.
We've had some people who use quite a bit of it where they'll just bring their truck and fill it up. We're asking people, if you want to take that much, please go to the landfill, because that's where the bulk of the product is. It's free. You just load it up yourself. And it really is wonderful for your soil.
Okay, what do you have to do to prep the tree? It sounds like a dumb question, but some people think they can leave stuff on it. Take all the ornaments off, yes?
You'd be surprised how many trees we get that still have the tree stand.
That would not surprise me these days. I'm sorry. Take the tree stand off. They're expensive.
Exactly.
They're
expensive.
Gosh.
And
it's so sad.
They're dangerous because it gets sent through a grinder, and it can not only damage the machinery, but
the people.
If it spits out and hits somebody, yes, it's going to do a lot of damage. And so just of course, every once in a while an ornament gets missed, but we do ask people
to
take everything off
and
the
tinsel
tree.
And lights.
Yes.
Don't have any of that on there.
No.
Because then, it becomes a renewable resource, the tree.
Yes.
You're doing a cycle of life thing and putting it back into the mm-hmm. earth, so it's not trash or waste at all. I want to know, since you've been doing it for 20 years, this is not Stump the Public Information Officer, but what type of participation do you get? So many people that do it? Do you have an idea for a percentage? And what do they do with their trees?
I think last year we saw about 17,000 to 20,000 trees that got sent through. Now, over the years, we've seen some ups and downs because people are choosing to get artificial trees, which is somewhat environmental because it lasts forever,
you're
going to reuse over and over. But then we've seen in the last few years that prices on beautiful trees have come down somewhat, and everybody loves the smell of a fresh tree.
Isn't that the best thing? It is the essence of Christmas. You have that, and it's like, okay, you walk in the house. I don't think I can ever give that up. And please don't get Christmas tree stink and spray it, because that's a chemical that goes into the air. It's just
good.
Not quite the same. Okay, let's talk about lights. Is there an increase in energy use during the holidays because of using lights? Do they use much electricity? Do people need to be concerned about that?
They do use a lot of electricity. And so if you really like to use a lot of lights, I would say go to LED. They're
right.
beautiful,
right.
and they use so much less energy than the traditional incandescents. They might cost you a little more, but they are going to last you a lot longer.
And sometimes, and we talked about this a little bit too, we had this great show debriefing on the ride here, because there were things I really wanted to cover that come up in my everyday life, the man and woman on the street. So it used to be with those little twinkle lights, if one went out,
the whole strand went out.
So they've done stuff to correct that. So you have to make sure and do your homework. And if you do have a strand goes out, you said Lowe's and Home Depot will take them back?
Yes. They'll take them back till about mid-December. So
don't throw them
check
away.
Your lights. But yes, and please don't put them in the blue barrel, because like plastic bags or any type of pipe, garden hoses, Christmas lights, plastic bags, all those things wrap around the equipment and shut it down.
Which is really bad for the safety of the workers.
And they're not recyclable. Yeah.
And it's bad for our taxpayers' money. It shuts down
sure.
the whole labor thing. So it's just you. And I just want to scream, but I won't. Use your head. Use common sense. And almost everybody I know at every level has a smart device. Phone, something you can Google to find out
yes.
what you can and cannot do. You can get answers.
We actually have an app called My Waste, and it has
what?
A lookup tool. So you can, it'll tell you what to do with whatever it is you're throwing away.
It's one of my
questions.
Favorite things. There's an app for that. I love it. My Waste. And where do they download that?
They can just go to the iTunes store or the Google Play store and type in My Waste. It'll ask you for which community you're looking. And addition to the lookup tool, you can, if you're a city resident, it will give you your schedules and reminders about different events. And so it's a pretty useful tool.
It's just one of those times in this moment when I wish we had 100,000 listeners per show. And I'm not kidding, because those kinds of things, like my daughter was here last week, she has apps for everything and they're useful. It's not a lot of waste of time. So she has one for, alternate routes, and it's better than Google Maps. We tried hers versus mine, and I don't remember what the name of it was. Of course, she's going to download it to my phone. It's called what? Waze. And it's W-A-Z-E, I
think. I have that on my phone.
Waze. Mm-hmm. And she puts that in, and all of a sudden, they're taking us some way, and we look, and there's an accident the way we were going to go. So that's really a good app. But
mm-hmm.
this, My Waste app, we have to put that out on social media, because I think a lot of people want to do the right thing, but you have to make it easy.
And it's
put
very
easy. Put the
zip
code in. Oh, my gosh, I love it. Okay, let's talk about batteries. Batteries, because there's two parts to this. I remember calling you 2 years ago and saying, mm-hmm. what do you do with AA and AAA batteries? And you said, throw them in the garbage.
Right.
It's fine.
Alkaline batteries are
okay.
fine to go in the
to
trash.
To go in the garbage. And I think that's good for people to know, because a lot of electronic devices are given for presents. What about all the other batteries, like cell phone batteries and those little flat batteries? What do you do with those?
Those all have toxic metals in them. And
don't throw them in the landfill.
Yeah, you don't want to throw them in the landfill. You can take them to HHW.
Hazardous waste. We have to tell people what that is.
Hazardous waste. And we have a collection every month over at Eastside City Hall in the back, and then we also take materials at the landfill and at the main site, which is 2440 West Sweetwater, and all those things. And it's a wonderful program. It's just one of those things that we don't talk about enough, I don't think. But 98% of what we collect from people is reused or recycled.
In hazardous waste collection?
Yes.
You know, we've been promoting that. I don't know if you've noticed on the Mrs. Green's World Facebook page, because a lot of people do ask me that in my Rotary and friends and neighbors in general. And it's household hazardous waste. It's the first Saturday of every month. We're putting it in our queue now so that we can put it out, usually on a Friday night, and boost the post. And the other thing, I will give a shout out to Rise Equipment Recycling.
Absolutely. Because they've been one of our partners for years.
They are awesome, and they put people to work. It creates real green jobs for people, that some at-risk populations, marginally employed. I have pretty strong posse of people that we did a site visit to them for my Rotary Club to show people what the massive, the whole routine that's going on down there with waste and computers. I mean, the thing, we had a dumpster out here by our neighborhood, and we became dumpster divers because of what people threw away. And it was so egregious that it's like, you cannot believe what people throw out. Somebody was getting rid of their supply cabinet and just threw tape and stickies and scotch tape and paper clips, never opened in the boxes.
Wow.
It's disgusting. So get rid of the e-waste carefully. The life you save may be your own. And that's not kidding. When it rains and things get into water supplies and things get airborne, toxic. So alkaline batteries, okay, in the landfill, everything else. I mean, people throw their phones in the garbage. And that's just so selfish, I can't believe it. What about holiday cards? I also mentioned this. This year, we have gotten, I think to date, we have gotten two cards, which is really lower than any year. Do you think that's an economic decision? Do you think it's an eco-friendly decision? I mean, I would not send, I haven't sent holiday cards in 15 years because it takes too much time. But what do you, to they, can you recycle them is one of the big questions. Do you just put them in the recycle bin?
If you get cards that are just paper, and again, kind of like the wrapping paper, no glitter, no metallic stuff on them, then they're perfectly fine to go in the recycle bin. But if it has glitter or any kind of decorations on it, then no, you would not want to recycle that.
And what about, this is kind of off topic a little bit, but it's important as far as I'm concerned. Let's talk a little bit about food waste and contamination. I mean, you guys partner with the Compost Cats. That's an amazing enterprise with partnerships. And we have a really great thing going with the Compost Cats with restaurants.
Right.
And pickups and fries. Some really very, what I call aggressive in a good way.
Fries, Bashes, Food City.
Awesome.
Lots of restaurants. And it's great because the food gets taken to the farm and is composted and then resold locally and reused locally. In fact, the Community Food Bank farm, the San Javier co-op farm where the compost area is, they grow their food, they use the compost in the, you know, on the farm, and then the products that are sold locally. So it really is a full circle. It's really closing the loop as far as recycling.
What shocked me when I went out to have a tour, we took some of the Maynards and the Hotel Congress staff out there because they participate. I think I mentioned this on the show. I whined on a show before. It was so hot and there were so many flies. I said, can't we do this in November? But they had the time. They're less busy in July. They can't do it in November. So we took an afternoon and there were quite a few staff that went out there. And one of the things that surprised me is that's one of the most successful farmers markets in Tucson.
Oh, it's great.
It's out in the middle of nowhere. And I was like, I didn't even know there was a farmers market. But they said it's really, people drive because it's such a fun, successful farmers market. Another positive thing that's evolved in our area.
We had a luncheon there and they cater as well. So, you know,
was
they
it
have
inside
a little meeting
in the
room. It was inside. They have a meeting room and it was catered and it was all delicious.
What about, we didn't mention the S word, styrofoam. It's just, when I see it, somebody laughed at me at dinner the other night because the to-go container was brought to the table, and I recoiled. I was like, styrofoam, like I had been bitten by a bee, and he started laughing. It was our friend's son, and he said, Mom, did you see that? And I was like, it was a very, and I wasn't trying to be dramatic. It bothers me when I see styrofoam because I know its impact on the environment. Is there a way to sustainably get rid of that?
Well, there's one place here in town, the Fairfax Companies.
Our friend Jason Tankersley.
Yes, has recycling. He takes the styrofoam, and it's a free drop-off, and they're processing it and doing new things with it. And it's great because, and I think I've shared this with you before, one of the things that really got me when I watched a documentary called Addicted to Plastic. And styrofoam is plastic. And what they said in the documentary is that every bit of plastic that's been produced is still here on this earth somewhere.
In some molecular form.
And it doesn't go away.
It's in a fish or in an ocean or on a landfill or on the street.
In the gardens.
That's awful. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really awful. It's just an... Oh my God, it just gets me crazy. And styrofoam is just, it feels awful. It looks awful. The thing that I think you can do is that with packaging, we never throw packaging away. We store it. And then if we're sending something, we have the packaging. We don't have to go buy anything and look for other storage. So that's one thing that you can think of if you mail things.
We've been doing some moving in our offices, and somebody set up a bin actually to collect the packing peanuts for all the stuff that's coming in, because we know that this time of year, people are going to be putting together packages to mail out to family in other parts of the country, and it's there for the taking. So always reuse. You can take those packing peanuts to the UPS stores or the FedEx stores, and they'll reuse them.
It's just doing a little bit more that makes collectively a big difference. Small steps, big impact. Is there anything else that jumps out at you besides styrofoam that can't be recycled?
Plastic film. Plastic bags, plastic film, anything that looks kind of like
thin
a plastic
film
bag.
Plastic.
Yes. You can take that to the grocery store, and they'll recycle more than the bags. But if you think about it, it's the shopping bag that they give you. It's the bags that you put your produce in. It's the bread bags. You're going to be probably buying rolls for your holiday meal that are going to come in a plastic bag. So you need to take those back to the grocery store.
And you're going to the grocery store, so put them in a bag, put it in your car, and just remember, it's easy. But for the biggest part of that, remember to take your reusable bag to put your groceries in.
Right.
We don't even like to use the single-use plastic for vegetables. We just put the peppers in the cart. Nothing happens to them. You can just put three peppers on there. You're going to wash them anyway. So we, instead of having six bags for the fresh produce we bought, we have none. Occasionally you have to, but there's even produce bags that you can use. Let's really quickly, before we're finished, because this felt like 5 minutes again, Facebook, fun page on Facebook, Do More Blue. It's colorful. It's exciting. A lot of times it's funny. So that's one good place to get engaged and check that page. Our team loves that page. It gives us good content for sharing. And then tucsonaz.gov/environmental-services, right? For
tucsonaz.gov/ESD.
ESD. Okay. See, I have that now. I know that. That makes it a lot easier. And are you doing anything on Instagram?
Not too much. We'll put stuff on the city page.
For this kind of thing, to me, Facebook is it. Facebook is really it. Everybody, what a delightful half hour. Think about your waste this season. Be mindful. Give gifts that matter, that make people happy, and that make more memories, not more waste. December 17th, Mayor Jim Brainerd, the rogue elephant. Mayor Jim Brainerd is a Republican that was one of four on the Climate Committee at the Senate. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Do more blue. Thanks for being with us, Christina. It's always fun.
Thank you.